This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
And the madness, of course, continues in the world of Jody Hildebrandt and Ruby Frankie. Both have pled guilty, of course, to the child abuse charges. We've been talking about that. Jody Hildebrandt, we're about to take a listen to the press conference from her attorney after she pled guilty over the holiday break and what he has to say about just that. To refresh your memory, Ruby Frankie pleading guilty, her business partner, and some of the charges just so disturbing of what she was making her children do. It starts out tame, I guess. I mean, tame is even the wrong word for this, and it just gets worse. Wall sits carrying boxes full of books up and downstairs, not because they needed to move books, but because, yeah, just make the kids do it. Go outside, don't have any sunscreen on, get horribly sunburned and blistered, denied food, punished when they're trying to seek and drink water secretly, being isolated from other people when they tried to run away, their feet bound with handcuffs and ropes and pulled behind their bodies, forced to lay on their stomachs. Ruby Frankie kicking her son while wearing boots, holding his head underwater, smothering his mouth and nose with her hands, convincing them or trying to convince them that they were evil and possessed. They needed to repent to avoid these punishments. The list goes on and on. Cayenne pepper and honey to dress wounds that were inflicted on them by Jody and Ruby. And when you add what we've learned about Ruby's, or rather Jody's charges, it gets even worse. That includes having the young girl, who I believe is 9, repeatedly jump into a cactus. You know, the stuff good parents do. Let's go to that press conference outside of the courthouse from the other day and hear what the representatives of Hildebrandt have to say.
I haven't had much to say about this case prior to today because I didn't feel it was appropriate to do so until today. Ms. Hildebrandt, my client, has pled guilty today to 4 counts. She has done so because she takes responsibility for her conduct in this matter. Her guilty pleas, she decided to plead guilty before Ms. Frankie entered into her plea agreement or agreed to cooperate with the state. She has pled guilty because she did not want these children to have to testify. She takes responsibility. And it is her main concern at this point that these children can heal, both physically and emotionally. We look forward to sentencing. That's all I have to say today.
There are people all over the world that are coming out and saying that Jody Hildebrandt has destroyed families, that she has hurt a lot of people. Has she seen this kind of backlash that's happening, and what does she have to say about it?
I'm not going to have any more comment, nor is she, at least prior to sentencing. Thank you.
When will the sentencing take place?
February 20th. Thank you.
In terms of the agreement, as far as how that pertains to sentencing, and is there a specific range that the court has agreed to?
She's agreed to a prison sentence, 4 counts consecutive, the same as Ms. Frankie. Exactly the same as Ms. Frankie.
In Utah, there's rumors about consecutive sentences. How long could her sentence term be then? Could all four be consecutive together?
Ultimately, it's up to the Utah Board of Pardons. And I'm not going to speculate at this point how long she might serve. Thank you.
I'm Washington County Attorney Eric Clark, and I just have a brief statement that we'll read, and then we'll be happy to release this along with the signed plea agreement to anybody that requests it today. So this morning, Jody Hildebrandt pleaded guilty to 4 counts of aggravated child abuse. She will remain incarcerated, awaiting sentencing, which will occur on February 20th, 2024. As part of the plea agreement, Ms. Hildebrandt agreed to be sentenced to consecutive, as opposed to concurrent, prison terms for each of the 4 counts. One of the toughest things we ask victims of alleged abuse to do is testify in a trial against their abusers. We are pleased that in this case, and in Ms. Frankie's case, that won't be necessary, and that both defendants will be going to prison without having to hold a trial. We're grateful to the multidisciplinary team that investigated this case. We have great law enforcement officers, caseworkers, Children's Justice Center staff, both in our area and in Utah County. Additional information about Ms. Hildebrandt and Ms. Frankie's cases, including redacted investigative materials, will be available upon request 30 days after sentencing of both defendants. For further information, please refer to the statement of defendant in support of guilty plea that was filed before this morning, and we'll be happy to make that available. Thanks, you guys.
Why were 2 of the counts dismissed?
So in any plea agreement, there's always some back and forth in that. And in this instance, 2 counts were dismissed. And what Ms. Hildebrandt agreed to do was to not contest that it, for each of the terms, it'd be prison, and that those went consecutive as opposed to concurrent.
But why not all 6?
Well, so I think that's a fair question. And that's what, as a prosecutor, that's what you deal with every time you handle a case, right? Is if our plea offer had been, there is no plea offer, plead straight up to all 6, then the defendant has no incentive to go to trial. And we're not afraid of trials. We don't want to avoid trials. Trials carry some risk in that you don't know what the outcome's going to be. But more so when you have victims that are having to go through the trial process, that's difficult. And so if we can get a result that is similar, in Utah, there's the maximum penalty for second degree felonies is 30 years. So if we had 15 counts, the maximum amount of time would have been 30 years. And each count carries a 1 to 15 years. So the difference in reality between 4 counts and 6 counts, in our calculation, wasn't enough to justify asking victims to go through a trial.
Part of Ruby Frankie's plea deal was to testify against Jody Hildebrandt. That was like a big part of that plea deal. Does that mean that is irrelevant now? She will not have to testify against Jody?
That's what I anticipate, yeah.
When it comes to prosecutors always have to determine who they think is the more culpable party in co-defendants. Who do you believe is the more culpable party?
I'll be more comfortable speaking about specifics in the cases after sentencing, and then after we wait for the 30 days to make sure that appellate time has run. And that's just us being super careful to make sure that procedurally we're not doing anything that could complicate a case down the road and overturn a conviction. So I'm not going to get into thought processes at this point.
Yellow KSL 5 News. The defense attorney said that Hildebrandt chose to plead guilty before Ruby Frankie made the decision to plead guilty. Is your office aware of the timeline there in which plea happened first? Which agreement happened first?
No, in that we weren't talking to both Hildebrandt and Frankie, right? It was clear to us we knew that Frankie was going to plead earlier than Hildebrandt. Thus, like, Frankie's, the deal that Frankie pled to included her agreeing to testify against Ms. Hildebrandt, and and also that we would not submit things to the parole board asking that she stay in prison for a longer term. So that was in Frankie's plea. That's not in the paperwork that you guys will see for Hildebrand's plea.
You, in Frankie's case, you agreed to stay neutral for the parole board hearings. Did the same agreement happen with Hildebrand or no?
No.
So there's, I know we can't predict the future, but so the door is open for the Washington County Attorney's Office to go to Hildebrand's parole hearings and say, we believe she needs to stay in. Okay.
That's a good question. So the answer to that is yes. More commonly, the prosecutor's office can submit a letter or submit things in addition to the pre-sentence investigation of my declaration parole. But there's always the option of actually going in person and being in those hearings also.
Aggravated child abuse in Utah is a second degree felony. Do we need to look at these laws in Utah?
I hope so. And that's something that I've been in talks with legislators already about.
Thank you.
Is that as a result of this case?
Like I said, I don't want to get into my thought process on this case until we're further along. But I have been talking to some of our legislators. I have been talking to some of our legislators that are open to criminal justice reforms about the level of severity in Utah law.
When did those conversations start?
In the last few months. Thanks, you guys.
As far as child abuse cases, where does this one rank in your career?
I'm not going to get into, again, I'm not going to get into my personal thoughts on this until we know that everything is done in the appellate time is right. Thanks, you guys. Have a great rest of your holiday.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That was a press conference outside of the courthouse where Jody Hildebrand's defense attorney, Douglas Terry, spoke to local media reporters. Terry said Hildebrand chose to take the plea agreement before Ruby Frankie did, and that she wanted to take one so the children didn't have to testify. Her main focus is for the children to be able to heal. Hard to believe coming out of someone as evil as Jody Hildebrand.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.